I mean, the concept of walking is an apt description of the Christian life. Here's sort of what Paul is saying. It should be a natural, outward manifestation of the supernatural life that is within each one of us. If we are believers in the Lord Jesus and we possess the Holy Spirit within us, then the natural thing that should be true of those who are spiritual is that they allow themselves to walk by that Spirit whom they possess. A believer should be marked by this walk. Ephesians 4:1 says he should walk worthy of the divine calling in all humility. That's a spiritual person. Ephesians 4:17 says that a spiritual person should walk unlike the unsaved. Ephesians 5:2 says that they should walk in sacrificial love. Ephesians 5:8 says that they should walk as a child of light. Ephesians 5:15 says that they should also walk circumspectly. That is the way all believers should be walking as they walk by the Spirit. Those requirements that we just read from Ephesians 4 and 5 of the Christian walk must be done, and if we get this, we will experience some level of success, must be done by means not of self, but of the Holy Spirit. If I intentionally commit myself to obeying these commands, clear and simple commands, what I'm hoping to see in my life will become a reality, as opposed to me working hard at producing things I cannot produce, i.e. the fruit of the Spirit. The verse shows this emphasis. By the Spirit, walk, is what Paul is saying. The believer must walk in the realm of the Spirit under the Spirit's control and totally dependent on the Spirit. For those of you who fish, you know that a fish has the freedom to act like a fish as he moves in the water. But what happens when you take that fish out of its habitat or its environment? It will no longer be able to function the way it's intended to function in the water. That's sort of an illustration of something that Paul is trying to say here. So it is with a child of God. He can only act spiritual while he's living under the influence of the Spirit. The Spirit must become the environment or the habitat and the means by which the Christian exercises his liberty in Christ. When I fail to obey the command, I remove myself from the environment and the habitat in which I will experience precisely what Paul is saying ought to be true of me as one who seeks to be spiritual. I become a fish out of water.